This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our live broadcast tonight. I'm so excited to be back with you. Of course, I was not here last week, so we did a best of show for you. And I want to tell you a little bit about my trip here in a couple of minutes. I went to Las Vegas for 3 days, and then I went on to Los Angeles for 4 days, and we just got back on Thursday. So I want to share a little bit of that trip with you. In particular, my evening I was able to spend with Wayne Newton, the big name performer, which I guess nobody knows who he is anymore. And I'm going to tell you more about that here in a couple of minutes. But on a serious note, it was sad today to hear the news, the death of Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez, who defected from Cuba at the age of 15 and went on to become one of the brightest stars in Major League Baseball. He was killed early this morning in a boating accident, according to authorities. And just really sad to read this, but you know, I hear about boating accidents all the time. This is, by the way, if you look at this story online, the picture of this boat, which is upside down and the bottom is literally ripped off of it, laying on a jetty, which for those not familiar with what a jetty is, if you don't live near the ocean, these are typically man-made breakwaters that they use to, some people use them for fishing, but really the purpose of them is to prevent erosion of the shoreline. And so generally these are made with just piles and piles of enormous rocks. These are man-made and they're not always lit up. So you kind of have to know your way around, which is why I don't boat at night, number one. But living here in Florida and owning a boat, I do own a small sailboat. It is interesting just to watch how reckless people are with their boats. And we don't know what happened in this case. I'm just making the point anecdotally that I just see people just driving crazy in their boats, jet skis, whatever. It's like they don't get that there are other people on the water. And also an odd fact that you might not know, here in Florida, you can drink on a boat, even as the captain of the boat. You can pop open a beer and drink right while you're piloting your boat. There is no prohibition against drinking while piloting a boat, captaining a boat. Unlike driving a car, of course, you can't. Now, you can't be DWI in a boat. If you are the one that is in charge of the boat, the captain, you can be pulled over by the Florida authorities, and they can give you a DUI test, just like if you were driving a car. But you can have open liquor, and you can actually be drinking. I mean, I've been drinking a beer while sitting, in the cockpit of my boat, and we were, under motor power, and the authorities just, they just drive right by, they fly right by and wave to you, and no big deal. I usually limit myself to one beer and a maximum two beers, even if I'm out for the whole day. I just don't like to mix, drinking with being on the boat. Although some of my passengers will have more to drink than me, but I usually will only let myself have a maximum of two beers. But it is interesting just to see this story. What a terrible loss of life. Young man who is only 24 years of age. And apparently the saddest part of all this is he is expecting a child as well in the coming months. His wife is pregnant and they are expecting a child. So our condolences and prayers go to the family of Jose Fernandez, a loss here for those Marlins fans here in the state of Florida. All right, so let me tell you about my trip. By the way, tonight our big guest is Kalman Chaney, and he is an expert on college funding. We're doing another show on that. I know we did one about college funding about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'm just a huge believer in this topic and getting good information out. So we're going to be talking about how to pay for college without going broke in his book. And he has a consulting practice. He teaches seminars. So there'll be a lot of great information in our second hour. And I'm finding this is more and more of interest, not just to young people, but older people, older folks that are going back to college, and also older folks that are being dragged in as co-signers on these loans. They want to know, hey, is there a better way to do this than for me to sign my name on these loans? I mean, I've heard stories of grandparents being on the hook for $100,000 in student loans. Crazy. Next week, our guest is, big name guest, Jerome Corsi is with us. We'll be talking about the book he's written on the Clintons called Partners in Crime. And if you're not watching the news, there's just continuing breaking news about the email scandal. I believe three more people were given immunity by prosecutors over the weekend. And the controversy, the legal process continues into the investigation into Hillary Clinton and the emails, and it just gets curiouser and curiouser. So I went to Las Vegas, and the reason I was in Las Vegas was not, it had nothing to do with me traveling for business or even traveling for a vacation. My wife was invited to speak at a conference out there, and she is a music and drama teacher, and her expertise is choreography. For those who don't know what that is, teaching dance. And she has some strategies she uses to teach dance quickly. And so she had her own workshop in this big conference. And so we got to go on this trip and stay in Las Vegas for a few days. And the one thing that I really did that was the most memorable that I want to share with you is my evening I got to spend with Wayne Newton. And of course, for those who are not familiar with Wayne Newton, which by the way, I learned that Wayne Newton is not as famous as I thought he was. To me, it's like there is no bigger name in Las Vegas than Wayne Newton. But as many people say, I was born probably 20 years too late because this is my kind of music, the big band music, the standards, Wayne Newton, Frank Sinatra, all that sort of thing. I just love that kind of music. I play with a big band. And so I go in to see Wayne Newton, and the name of his show is Wayne Newton Up Close and Personal. And it was nothing at all like I expected. Now, I have seen Wayne Newton perform in Las Vegas. I've seen him perform in Branson. I think I may have seen him 3 or 4 times before this particular evening. And always with a big band, 20-piece big band, thousands of people in the audience, etc. There was about 100 people in the audience. And the show was Wayne Newton. He comes in singing. He sings sort of a medley to begin his show. And he has a 2-piece band. He has a piano player and a drummer. And then the rest of the night is Wayne Newton answering questions from the audience all about his life and career. And he had video clips that he shared, a bunch of pictures, you know, slides that he had that he put up. I'll tell you this, it was not at all what I expected, but it was one of the most memorable evenings in my entire life. I have to tell you, I mean, here's a guy who was personal friends with Elvis Presley, personal friends with Ronald Reagan, personal friends with Frank Sinatra, toured with Jack Benny for 5 years. And it's like reading the biography of Wayne Newton read to you by Wayne Newton. And I bought the ticket at this discount ticket window. So when you go to Las Vegas, always look for the discounted tickets. So I got my ticket, a VIP ticket, for $70. And that was all it cost. I got to go into a room. I kid you not, it was a small conference room. And hang out with Wayne Newton for almost 2 hours. Me and about 100 other people, including another audience member that I ran into, Jimmy Osmond. If anybody knows who he is, if you remember the Osmond family. All right, when we take a break, a lot of news tonight, including a mall shooting that took place over the weekend. We'll have that for you and more. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are live on Sunday nights. Great to have you with us, everybody listening over at TalkStream Live and all of our affiliate radio stations around the country. Just again, very disturbed. Another shooting, this in a mall, approximately 95 miles north of Seattle. Young man, age 20, who apparently is from the country of Turkey, and many reports are already saying that he was a Muslim and he killed five people in a mall using, I believe it was a shotgun. It was a long barrel firearm. There's a picture of him here holding it. It doesn't say if it was a shotgun or a rifle. And apparently four of the five victims were women, one woman in her 90s that he killed. And they're saying they're searching for the motive. We don't know yet. We can't say that this is necessarily a terrorism type of an event, but it sure looks like it. And it just, again, more and more reason to start thinking about your own personal safety. I mean, I know that there are still people out there that think that it's crazy to carry a firearm. I'm a concealed weapons permit holder here in Florida. I'm also a firearms instructor. I teach the concealed weapons class to individuals here in Florida that want to pursue getting a license to carry a concealed weapon. It's just, I mean, it's part of life now. I mean, you have defibrillators, right, all over the place at public facilities. People are going to need to start carrying guns. I look at it as just a safety device. But some people think it's insanity to be carrying a firearm. But what do you do when you're in a situation like this and a crazy person comes into a public area, a public zone, typically a gun-free zone, a mall, a movie theater, any type of public gathering, and start shooting? You really have no chance unless you have the ability to fire back. You can't run fast enough. There's really nothing you can do. These people generally are shooting you at some distance, so there's no way to take them down with any type of Krav Maga or martial arts move. This is, really, it's a gunfight. You bring a gun to a gunfight, and that's what we're up against with these people, another shooting. And, you know, what's interesting to me and sad is we've reached the point now that this is no longer big news. So, yeah, there's another shooting, and the Dow was down, 90 points. And in other news, it's going to rain later today. It's now just nothing. And that, to me, is a big warning sign when we're no longer really making a big deal out of these kinds of attacks. And it's just interesting to me how the media, it just leaks out so slowly that he's from a Muslim country. And, oh, by the way, we think he could be a Muslim, but we're not really sure yet what his motivations were, et cetera, et cetera. We really don't know yet, but it's interesting how much of an open mind the media keeps on these kinds of things. I'm laughing just in disbelief, really, at the benefit of the doubt the media will extend to shooters like this. Now, we've got to find out. Maybe he was just disgruntled about maybe he missed the sale at the mall the day before. He missed the sale and decided to come in and shoot some customers. We just don't know why he did it. It kind of doesn't matter, though, does it, really, why he did it? I mean, I guess on the one hand it does, but in terms of if you're someone looking down the barrel of that gun, does it really matter what the guy's thinking? I mean, if you don't have a way to defend yourself, there's really not much to think about in that moment other than surviving. All right, so it's on again, off again, on again, off again. The big news is not the presidential debate tomorrow night, Monday night, for those listening live. For those listening on the replay, you're going to say, why is he saying it's Monday night? It's already Wednesday. Well, because you're listening on the replay. We're live on Sunday nights. So, but here's really the bigger story. The bigger story is Jennifer Flowers. Jennifer Flowers, the admitted former lover, mistress of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton has admitted to this. Jennifer Flowers has admitted to this. And here's what's interesting. So Mark Cuban, the big mouth guy from Shark Tank, the guy that owns the Dallas NBA franchise, the flamboyant media personality, Mark Cuban, he is kind of a nemesis of Donald Trump. So they figured, let's do this to kind of mess with Trump. Let's put Mark Cuban in the front row as a VIP, as a special invited guest of the Clinton campaign to kind of rattle Donald Trump. So this just shows you the brilliance of Donald Trump. Trump comes back and his campaign says, well, then we're going to invite Jennifer Flowers to the debate. Now, what's interesting about this is I don't even know what to believe, because now the Trump campaign is saying they never did invite Jennifer Flowers, although there are news reports saying they did. There are news reports saying Jennifer Flowers has accepted the invitation to be at the debate in the front row looking at Hillary Clinton. Wouldn't that be something? And then there are later news reports today saying Jennifer Flowers is not going to be at the debate after all, and she was never invited. So I don't really know what the truth is in all this. But here's what's great about it. If it is someone in the Trump camp, which it probably is, whether it was Trump himself or a surrogate, a lot of people don't know who Jennifer Flowers is, right? So by injecting the name Jennifer Flowers into the news, what that does is it makes the news media have to discuss who this is. Because you can't just say the name Jennifer Flowers after all these years without parenthetically saying who is Bill Clinton's former mistress, et cetera, et cetera. For a number of years, she was his mistress. Well, Clinton was married to Hillary, et cetera. And there are a lot of younger people who don't even know about Bill Clinton's dalliances. They don't know anything about all of these, Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey, and on and on and on. In fact, one post today I saw, I believe it was a quote from Kathleen Willey. It was over at Breitbart. It said that Bill Clinton's sexual assault victims could fill the entire audience at the debate. Maybe an overstatement, but interesting to make the point that way. But we just don't know. We don't know if Jennifer Flowers will be there or not. I think Trump wins by her not being there, but by someone raising the specter that she would be possibly there, just to inject that name back into the news. And Trump is just brilliant at controlling the media, the narrative. Now, this presidential debate, I don't want to overstate this, but I don't want to understate this. I believe that this presidential debate, in particular, the first debate tomorrow night, will be the most important, significant presidential debate in the last 100 years. I think this is bigger even than the Nixon-Kennedy debate. And I think it's the first debate that's going to be of this level of importance. Yes, the other debates will carry certain amount of weight with them as well. But I think to see Donald Trump up against Hillary Clinton, what happens during that debate, I think this is going to really erase the question mark that people have about Trump and his gravitas. I don't know how well he'll do. So I'm simply saying this. People who are right now undecided, which I think there are a lot of people that are undecided, I think they're going to decide after tomorrow night. That's why I think this is so critical. I don't know if they're going to decide Clinton or Trump, but I think tomorrow night is game, set, and match. That's my view. We'll see if I'm right. We'll take a break. When we come back, would you pay $450 a year to have this credit card? Well, I would, and I'll tell you why.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, what else is going on? Hey, if you're a fan of Michael Savage, the radio guru Michael Savage, who is a friend of mine, I'm excited that my article I wrote about his new book is actually the top story right now on his website. If you go to his website and you go to the very center of the homepage of his website, there it is. The headline is Michael Savage Hacked, Personal Enemies List Exposed. And my article is right there, right front and center. And also, he did talk quite a lot about my article not this past week, but the week before on Friday during the first hour of his show. He talked about it on and off for about a half hour, the first half hour of his first hour of his show a week ago Friday. So that was exciting. Also, while I was in California, one place, a couple of things I did want to mention to you. So we were in Las Vegas for 3 days. Then we went on to Southern California. My wife has some family there, so we had an opportunity to see some of her family and then also do a little bit of sightseeing. So two things I did. One is I went to Venice Beach. That's where all the kind of strange happenings take place, people roller skating, and then to go by the weight cage, what they call the weight pen at Muscle Beach, and to be there with all the weightlifters. That was really fun. That's a very historic site, the Muscle Beach weight pen, where these guys right there on the beach, they do all this weightlifting. And it's actually a very organized system. You actually have to pay to go in and use the weights. But I was having some fun with that. I got a Muscle Beach tank top, and I did a muscle pose in front of the weight pen there at Muscle Beach, which is up on my Facebook page for those of you that follow me over at Facebook. And then I took a drive down the road, or I should say up the road, north of there, to Malibu, and I went to the original site where the TV show The Rockford Files was filmed. For those of you that are old enough to remember the show that ran in the late 1970s, Jim Rockford, private investigator, living in a mobile home on the ocean just outside of Los Angeles, my favorite show, TV show of all time. I went to the actual spot where his mobile home was parked, and the restaurant that was across the parking lot from his mobile home, as depicted in the TV show, the restaurant is still there. And I went in there and ate, and I took a lot of pictures. Again, put those up on my Facebook page as well. For those of you that want to follow me on Facebook, I have a Facebook fan page for ChristianMoney.com, but then I also have my regular Facebook page, which is under my personal name, James L. Paris. And I only got, I think right now, a couple thousand friends, so I can take, Facebook says, up to 5,000. So if you want to be a personal friend on Facebook, you can find me on Facebook, James L. Paris. And I'll tell you what, I get some strange friend requests. So if you friend me and you're like in a string bikini, I'm not going to take your friend request. I get a lot of those, especially in the middle of the night. So I wake up in the morning and there's like five or six friend requests, and they're all like young women in string bikinis. And it's like, okay, this is just weird. I'm not, delete. So I get rid of all that. But if you're just a normal person that doesn't have a picture of yourself in a string bikini as your profile picture on Facebook, hey, I'll look at your stuff, your pictures of your baby, and you can look at pictures of me doing crazy things like going to Muscle Beach in Southern California, and we'll have some fun with Facebook. I do post a lot of news stories on my personal Facebook page, of course, as well over on our main Facebook page, which is ChristianMoney.com. And that is the website, ChristianMoney.com, and the blog is blog.ChristianMoney.com. So check out my big story over on the Michael Savage website. All right, so I want to talk about this new credit card that everybody is super excited about right now, and it is the Chase Sapphire Reserve credit card. And it has a lot of benefits that are unique to this credit card, and well, it should, because the cost to have this credit card is $450 a year. $450 a year. But here's the exciting thing about the Chase Sapphire Reserve credit card. If you get this credit card and you charge on it, let's see here, it says if you put $4,000 on the card in the first 3 or 4 months, you will then get 100,000 points. And just to give you an idea of what that converts to, that's worth about $1,500 in travel rewards. Depending on how you spend that, it actually could be worth closer to $2,000, because I have another Chase rewards card that I did actually get 50,000 points on, and they actually became worth over $1,000. So I think this is really probably understating the value of the rewards, probably closer to $2,000. So let me tell you how this works. So it's called the Chase Sapphire Reserve card. So you get the card and then you just use it for $4,000 of purchases. You don't have to run a balance. You just have to buy $4,000 of stuff. And there's a lot of things you can pay with a credit card. A lot of times you can pay your cell phone bill, your utilities. Of course, you can buy gas and groceries and eating out and a lot of things. And if you own your own business, you probably buy a lot of things on credit cards. So you spend $4,000 and then you're basically getting back almost $2,000 in travel rewards. And, it's a great deal, and you don't have to keep the card. So maybe you'll just do that. You'll get your travel rewards, and you'll get rid of the card. This is what a lot of people do, and they move from one bonus card to the next, to the next, to the next. And this is a big thing that people are doing, and you can use it to maybe pay for a special trip. We went on a trip to Italy in March, and we got a tremendous deal on that through Groupon. So I didn't really need my travel points for that trip, but I actually used that trip and the charges that I incurred on that trip to generate the travel points. And that paid for most of my trip that I just got back from to Los Angeles and Las Vegas and all that. That was mostly paid for by The travel points. And when you use travel points, you can actually get some really cool deals. Like, for example, in Las Vegas, we got a two-story, like a timeshare unit. Our 21-year-old daughter, she traveled with us, so she got her own room, literally like her own floor, in our two-floor unit. And then my wife and I were upstairs. We even had a room that had a jacuzzi in it. How cool is that? So you can get some extra bonuses, because a lot of times you're going to use those travel rewards to book right through the rewards travel website, the portal, and they've got these kinds of special deals. So that's something to look at. It's $450 per year for this card. A lot of other benefits, including ongoing travel rewards and cash back and all kinds of other things when you use that card throughout the year. And apparently the card is so popular that they've run out of the metal that it's actually printed on. Yeah, it's a metal credit card. Very cool. So they're sending out a temporary plastic version of it to those that get approved for the card. And then you get the metal one. I guess it's made out of some kind of metal alloy. You get that after the metal becomes available that they need to manufacture that. But that's something to look at. Again, always our warning is this. Of course, if you're somebody who you're going to run that card up and not pay it down or pay it off, probably not a good idea. So this also in the news, you know, I used to be a big golfer, and golf was really popular years ago. I had a membership at the local club. I used to golf at least twice a week and spent a lot of money on golf clubs. I still have my Callaway Big Bertha golf club set out in the garage, and I haven't golfed. Goodness, has it been 10 years since I've actually played a round of golf? Probably so. I've been to the driving range a couple of times over those years, but not actually out to play a round of golf. And this news in, Golfsmith, the big golf retail store, filing for bankruptcy. And the headline here says, Golfsmith files bankruptcy with sports popularity fading. And it's interesting because where I live in Palm Coast, Florida, this is a golf course community. And several of our golf courses here have closed down. And they're just empty now. Crazy. Is golf dying? Maybe it is. All right, when we come back from this break, he was an NBA star, but right now he might be going bankrupt. I'll tell you who it is. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
We are back, and I saw this earlier in the week from our friend L.A. Marzulli. Apparently, if you're interested in the fairy, the small creature that he highlighted in his Watchers 10 video. If you're interested in that creature, you may want to go over to his blog. There appears to be some kind of an important update about that. I got an email about it. If I understand this right, that in the end, this skeletal remains that they found of this creature that sort of looked like a bat, but he was calling it a fairy. We discussed it in the context of maybe the revelation, a creature from the abyss. That in the end, it turns out that maybe that wasn't what he thought it was. So if you're interested in that, go over to LA's blog. He does have an update on that find. I was fascinated by that, but maybe it turns out it wasn't what we all thought it would be. All right, so the NBA is kind of known for people making a lot of money, right? And then also losing a lot of money. Same thing happens in many of the big sports franchises, including the NFL. You'll hear stories about NFL players making tons of money and ending up broke. But here's a big name you may not have heard in a few years, Christian Laettner. And he's a former NBA player, Duke All-American. Really big name at one time in the NBA. He's currently age 47. And according to the headline here, Christian Laettner reaches deal to possibly avoid bankruptcy. And it turns out here that he was involved with a real estate deal and ended up owing some people some money. And I guess things did not work out as planned, and it looks like he's on the ropes financially. Christian Laettner, former NBA player. So if you're interested in finding out more about that, you can just Google that story. This is actually from ESPN. You know, you got to give people credit, though. We don't know the whole backstory. I'm an entrepreneur. I've made a lot of money. I've lost a lot of money. I've been bankrupt. So I'm not here to throw rocks at people that, you know, take chances. I mean, that's what capitalism is, right? You stick your neck out there and maybe you'll end up a multi-billionaire, or maybe you'll lose it all. And that's what being in business is. And I've been there and done that. I've been on both sides of that. And speaking of bankruptcy, the Catholic Church continues to maneuver around the monopoly table, using bankruptcy once again to protect their properties in Central California. The Diocese of Stockton on Tuesday announced a plan that could result its exit out of bankruptcy more than 2 years after legal costs stemming from dozens of child sexual abuse lawsuits pretty much wiped out the diocese in Stockton, California. And according to what we can see here today, this is from this news report, which is in recordnet.com, again, regarding the Diocese of Stockton, California. Here's kind of a bullet point list. $15 million will go to survivors of sexual abuse and a trust for the benefit of survivors. 50% of the dollar will be paid to unsecured creditors. Their loans will be restructured, and they will settle claims with insurance carriers, et cetera, et cetera. You know, just a disturbing thing about this. I understand that bankruptcy is there in our culture, in our society, for people who owe more money than they can pay, whether it's a person, whether it's a corporate entity or so forth. But when you think about it, if you're the Catholic Church, which by all measure is extremely wealthy, they've structured their finances in a way so that that money, most of it is out of reach, right? It's overseas. It's at the Vatican. I mean, I just went through the Vatican in March. And the value of what's at the Vatican, most of it's priceless. And what is it worth? What morally should you do for someone that you've harmed? And let's put this in the context of a child that was sexually abused. What morally should you do for that person? Should you pay that person the least you can possibly pay them using the highest price lawyers and bankruptcy law and various legal maneuvers to pay them the least you could possibly pay them? Or morally, should you pay them what really should be given to them, which is enough for them to maybe live out the rest of their life with the proper counseling they need? Maybe they're not able to hold a job. I mean, who knows really what the value in terms of a lawsuit value would be? If you as a child were sexually abused, and especially in these cases where a child is sexually abused after a priest is caught sexually abusing a child and then is moved to another location where they abuse another child. In other words, the upper crust, the managerial level of the Catholic Church being aware of these pedophile priests and simply moving them around, which was well documented, of course, in the investigative report that was the basis for the movie Spotlight, for example. I don't know. It just turns my stomach to read this, to read these stories. Honestly, I didn't even know that Stockton, that the diocese there went through bankruptcy, but I guess most of these dioceses have been using bankruptcy to be able to avoid, you know, paying these individuals what they really deserve to be paid. And another disturbing story I saw this week. So if you're someone who has had it with the NFL, all of these NFL players taking a knee, or I don't understand what the gesture means. You raise your right hand during the national anthem, or you raise your left hand during the national anthem. In any case, you're disrespectful during the national anthem. So for all of those people that say, well, they have the freedom of speech, they can do that because we live in a free country. Well, I don't like that. You know, I don't like the idea that they can put on a uniform, go on the field representing that particular franchise and take a knee during the national anthem. I just assume them not play the national anthem if they're going to be that disrespectful about it. But in any case, you have to then juxtapose all of that with this story, which comes from USA Today. This is a catcher. This is for the baseball team, the Major League Baseball team, the Seattle Mariners. Catcher Steve Clevenger is a journeyman player with 6 years in the major leagues. And the Seattle Mariners suspended Clevinger without pay for the remainder of the season, which, yeah, we're almost done with the season, so maybe it's not really that enormous of a penalty, but it still is a penalty. And here's why. Because he criticized the Charlotte protesters. He said that they should be, quote, locked behind bars like animals. And I couldn't agree with him more. And the more we find out about the Charlotte protesters, if you read over at Zero Hedge, who did a great article on this week, that 70%+ of the protesters were from out of town. They weren't even the local people that were there protesting. And we have pictures of people, you know, walking down the street with big screen televisions that they had looted, you know, from electronic stores. This is more of a riot, not a protest. I mean, a protest is what you would see. If you want to see a real protest, go watch some of the Martin Luther King protests. Watch some of the newsreels from the 1960s. Peaceful protests. That's how you do it. And here's a Major League Baseball player, an athlete, who wants to take the other side of the argument and says that the protesters should be locked up in Charlotte. Well, he's not allowed his freedom of speech. He's suspended without pay for the rest of the season, the Seattle Mariners. And that just, you know, it just struck me, and I thought, wow, you know, it's the hypocrisy is just so blatant, just so blatant. Also, as a victim of embezzlement myself, it's a topic I'm just fascinated with. I was talking to my wife about it again recently. There was a big story. I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago about a QVC cameraman who embezzled like close to a couple million dollars, and he just went to prison just for fun. Just for fun, go to Google sometime and type in the word embezzlement and then click on the news tab, and you will be shocked at the stories that come up. I mean, every day, dozens and dozens of brand new stories come up. People stealing money, everything from the lunchroom lady stealing money at the local school to people stealing from the Little League to big corporations like Staples, like I mean, you name it. And it just seems like people get away with this. It's not robbing a bank. It's white-collar crime, and it's just as bad, but it doesn't seem to be punished. All right, after this break for news, we'll be back and talk about how to pay for college without going broke. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.